Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds.
We recently returned from 3 weeks away to find an explosion of bird activity here. Bird songs are coming from everywhere, especially in the early morning, disturbing our last hour of sleep. From the ground to the treetops, we can see a flurry of activity as the huge variety of birds gather food either for their young or in preparation for them. The birdhouses are full. House wrens occupy some, tree swallows other, and at least one each occupied by bluebirds and nuthatches. The tree swallows are everywhere from morning till nightfall, sailing, swooping, and dodging about to gather insects. Their aerial acrobatics are astounding. The house wrens, also very welcome for their ability to consume insects, are almost obnoxious for their loud, exuberant singing from all too early in the morning and continuing virtually all day. The bluebirds hardly utter a sound, it seems, but careful observation shows them constantly pouncing from branch to ground to capture the many insects they need to feed their young, and the phoebes are doing the same.
At the bird feeders, we see some changes, some things the same. Of course, the purple finches and goldfinches continue to come constantly, but the pine siskins and most of the juncos have gone north. The rose-breasted grosbeaks are a very welcome returnee, though, showing off their spectacular red chest patch as they munch sunflower seeds. The black-capped chickadees and tufted titmice are gone from the feeders, but we know they're not gone from the area. They've just switched from gathering seeds to capturing caterpillars, worms, and insects for their hungry young. Red-winged blackbirds, grackles, and starlings are occasional visitors also. In the trees, various other birds are less conspicuous, but make themselves visible from time to time. Indigo buntings and scarlet tanagers are delightful to see with their vivid colors. Cedar waxwings are flocking to our mulberry trees, and we're wondering if there will be any of the fruit left for us. These are birds that can only be fully appreciated with an up-close look, mostly with binoculars, revealing their black masks, subtle yellow breasts, and red dashed wingtips. Conspicuously absent from the trees this year are the orioles, which we always saw in past years, but see none this year, and we're left to wonder why.
On the ground, of course, there are the many robins, and in the morning we can see them working at pulling up earthworms from their holes. The mourning doves seem to always be here, summer and winter, but the flickers are returnees. These ground-feeding woodpeckers are beautiful birds, which, along with the others, help keep things in balance by consuming huge numbers of grubs and insects. As we speak, in the background we hear the wonderful sound of the cardinal, reminding us of the many birds that are in the bushes and shrubs. The many sparrows are filling in the background chorus of song, along with the catbirds with their incredible medley of sounds and songs and their occasional mewing like a cat.
One of the most entertaining of all is the ruby-throated hummingbird, faithfully returned and buzzing about in search of nectar and small insects, including mosquitoes. They are constantly at our feeder, competing actively, sometimes viciously, it seems, for position. Overhead, every morning and evening, the great blue herons wing their way, slowly and steadily going back and forth from the streams and ponds in the valley to their nests on the hill behind the house, carrying food to their demanding and squawking young. Last but not least are the crowds of birds we can hear but seldom see. The many warblers, thrushes, cuckoos, and others that are heard, but seen only with a great deal of patience and careful observation. Isn't spring great? If you'd like to hear this or any other For the Birds segment, you can find them on our Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society website at www.nepaaudubon.org. That's NEPAAUDUBON. Just click on the For the Birds graphic and then choose the segment you'd like to hear. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders for Farm and Country, and we're For the Birds.